Hello, hello. It is Jabari's Wisdom. Today, we are talking with Fala. Bree. Ashley. And Maddie.
Or Madalie or Maddie?
Maddie.
Maddie. Okay. So it has started.
Okay. So. Hello, world.
No. No. See, this is like an invisible person. You can't act like this is not even here.
Okay. Hi, my name's Bree. I'm 19 and I like big titty anime.
I agree with that statement.
Nice. So you two watch anime?
Yeah.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
Have you shown them my channel?
I haven't. I should have.
Well, not now. Not in the podcast. But
like, I even
later.
Cosplay. I'm that big of a weeb.
But I look cute though. I'm a pro weeb.
You just got your first like mini.
I didn't even buy the titty mouse pad. Someone else did.
Oof. But you just got your first mini cosplay for like
Sailor
Moon.
Oh, nice.
Well, it's basically just like a school uniform, like Sailor uniform.
Yeah, but it's red, so it looks like Sailor Mars.
I looked at her outfit, and it's really not though.
I'll make you one.
So what type of anime do you guys watch?
Everything.
Just not like comedy, even the action. Like,
yeah.
I'll watch whatever I can.
Oh.
Like right now, I'm watching The Time I Got Reincarnated as a Slime.
Oh yeah, I heard about that.
The first episode got me.
It was good.
No, it was like the first episode, like they brought out the tsundere dragon, and I was just like,
yes!
Yes.
Mm-mm.
And it's so relatable because all he wants is a friend.
I think one that I need to finish right now is The Devil is a Part-Timer.
Mm. Where that's old, right?
Yeah, that's old, but I started watching it. So it's just basically about some demon who works at McDonald's.
He works at McDonald's.
Yeah.
He's like the manager, and like he gets promoted all the time.
And then these girls from like his world keep coming in, like, we're gonna defeat you. And he's like, okay, but I have like a 12-hour shift, so like, wait, now. Like,
so funny.
They're just like, what?
Oh wow. And then like My Hero Academia.
I haven't watched. I haven't watched anime in years. Like, since
so
freshman
good.
Year.
What?
I don't know. It got too much. Like, anime's become, like, all cute girls doing,
no.
like, cute
no, no,
stuff.
No, 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 no,
all that.
No.
You haven't
it feels
seen,
like it has.
Goblin Slayer. That.
Oh, my friend watches that.
I don't watch it.
That looks
some
weird.
Some of my friends do, but that's not cute anime girls. That's utter chaos.
But it's either, like, super crazy stuff, or it's, like, cute girls do cute things. I feel like there's no, like, normal anymore.
Yeah.
Like, not
there
normal,
is,
but, like, slice of
think.
Life. That's what I used to watch. Just slice of life stuff.
There's a slice
funny.
Of life mm-hmm. there.
Slice of life is like my least favorite.
What? That's so funny though. He's like, oh, it's relatable. Because it's life.
Cause it's but life. Like, it's like almost normal life.
Yeah, that's
that
what
makes
I like.
Me sad.
What?
There's this one, it's supposed to be slice of life. It's called Kiss Him, Not Me. And it's about.
Oh, y'all, I saw that.
It's about this chubby, like, anime girl who, like, gets really sad and misses, like, a week of school because her favorite anime character dies. And when she comes out of her room, they're like, holy fuck, it's you! Because she gets all skinny, and now all the boys, all the boys like her, and she's like, no, I want you to be gay for each other, please don't like me!
She's, like, way into yaoi.
Yeah, like, okay. I don't want to watch y'all kiss, don't leave me out of this!
Oof.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
So you two watch anime?
I used to.
Oh?
Yeah. The only anime I ever watched was Miraculous Ladybug.
That's not
what?
That
I've never
not
heard of that.
That's Disney Channel.
Oh,
right. I did.
I mean, like, people cosplay them a lot, but it will never be.
Yeah, I guess so.
It wasn't made in Japan.
Right. That's
where was
what
it made?
Makes
oh,
it
is that the
France
part? Yeah.
France. France, yeah, because isn't
yeah, it
French?
Has to, I have to go on YouTube and search the English dub for it.
Whoa.
Really?
Interesting.
Oh yeah, isn't it, the whole thing is set in France, I think.
It's set in France, and it's only on the France version of Disney Channel.
Whoa.
What? I saw it in Saudi Arabia. That's because it's on Netflix in English.
What?
I'm confused now.
Yeah, that's where I first watched it, on Netflix in English.
I watched it on Disney Channel.
And then I had to, like, go on YouTube to be like, alright, next episode. And
they were all in French.
I was like, the fuck?
Yeah, I want to watch that in French.
No!
What were you pointing
at? What were you trying to do?
Indicating over there behind Maddie.
What are
for
you
which thing?
the thing that shouldn't be out.
Oops. Fuck.
Oh, wait, something I shouldn't see?
Let's, why would you put it out? You didn't notice. No.
There's a thing behind
what
it.
What is that?
Don't bring the thing behind it out.
What? And then we got the other things. Oh, this one is green apple.
We have condoms.
And then we got a box. Well, Maddie got a box.
Outing me?
Oh, wow. Damn.
It was a trade. It was a trade that was made after I went and collected the condoms some people left outside of people's doors. And then I made a trade to get my condoms back.
Yeah, it's a thing that happened on our floor the other day.
The other day was yesterday.
Oh, it was yesterday?
Yes.
Damn, I have no concept of time anymore.
I stole two condoms off the floor, and I really hope there aren't holes in them.
Frey, he put it on his arm, and it ripped immediately.
Don't. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't
think the Trojan
didn't even go to his arm.
I don't think that's a good one to use.
I put the Trojan one on my arm, and it didn't rip.
So, you know what?
Oh, wait. Can I use one of these? Oh, wait, I can't do it now.
We're in a No, not use it.
I
don't
give a fuck. No, I want to show a magic trick.
I did not mean it like that.
If you want one of the shitty ones.
Oh, yeah, take a shitty one. These are expensive.
I meant like a magic trick. Oof.
Ego.
Okay, well, I won't do it now.
What?
But
why?
Then why'd I give you a condom?
Because I forgot that the podcast was happening. I was like, well, they can't see the magic trick.
Okay, but we can.
But they'll just hear me stretching rubber.
They can hear our reaction.
Yeah, okay,
that's good enough.
Is this live or, like, recording?
It's recording.
Okay.
Okay. I need, like, scissors,
though. You need to edit
in, sure. Scissors!
Yeah.
Okay, I got scissors.
I gotta, like, really stretch this thing.
It's gonna rip.
It has, like, lube and shit on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really gooey. It's kind of nasty.
They're not that nasty.
Okay.
What happened to my scissors?
Yeah.
I used them one day.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, this is way slippier than I freaking thought it was going to be.
You don't wipe it on my shit.
Okay, does anyone have a quarter now?
No.
I have a dime that was just left on the floor.
I do.
Okay, a dime or a quarter?
Dime is on the table.
Okay.
Wait, I don't want it back.
Okay,
I don't know what else are here.
Okay,
put them back
I'm going to show you
time.
A magic trick.
Do I put it in?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, actually, no. Yeah, can you take it off, actually?
Okay.
I've only
touched it. It's so slimy.
Okay, I've only done... I saw this online.
Oh, no.
Okay.
You don't even know what you're doing.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Okay, now
press this in. Yeah. Press it, like, hard. Okay. Ah!
You didn't know. She has long, pointy nails.
You dumb.
Crap.
You gotta go wash your hands now.
Okay, yeah.
Please,
Are you gonna try again?
No. I don't know if I can. Okay. Where's the dime?
I don't know.
It's gone.
Sad limp condom.
Oof. So okay, how the magic trick was supposed to work? It was supposed to be on the condom.
Okay.
So it's like it looks like it's floating above it because you know it's so thin.
Yeah.
And then you can be like, oh, press it and it'll go through, and then it'll look like it went through the condom even though it's just under it.
That's.
You know what I mean?
Huh. Not at all.
Okay, well.
I get the concept of, like, fucking with people.
I don't.
But it's, like, it doesn't work.
Wait, it looks so cool. It really works.
It's okay.
But, yeah.
Then I just have lube all over your hands.
Yeah, it's kind of nasty.
Do you want a box of cake mix?
Two boxes. What? There's two boxes.
I don't know.
Like, okay. Three.
Do you want it or not?
There's two boxes.
How am I going to cook it? How am I going to bake a cake?
Go to Hanover.
To change.
Oh, that's nasty though.
What?
Yeah. Can I use your shower? Or not shower.
Shower. Yeah, please use our shower.
Okay, I'll be back
we'll
in
wash
40
your
minutes.
Continue the conversation. We
yeah,
keep it going.
Are we supposed to tell the story of the cake mix?
Oh.
No.
We don't put that on the internet.
Yeah, let's talk about like Nazis and our KKK rally.
Fuck!
That's a little heavy.
Wait, was I not supposed to say that?
What happened?
Nothing.
I'll hear it on the podcast.
Oh, yeah,
that's
true. It'll be a nice surprise.
Okay.
For the record, Bree said that.
Okay.
By the way, do you have any rope?
Why?
Do we want to know?
I mean,
I can go buy you rope tomorrow.
No, I don't think she should have rope.
What? Oh.
Wait, what?
Nothing.
I'll buy you a rope.
Is that what you're thinking?
Probably.
I don't think we should give you rope.
Wait, no.
There are two
things that I'm thinking of that you could do with the rope.
Yeah, lynch I had those Jews. Two thoughts.
That's not where I was going.
Lynch the blacks, lynch the Jews.
You're half
black. She's not even half.
Then I'm gonna half lynch myself.
Bitch.
My friends like to tell me I'd be burned at a stake or lynch for being born. It was a nice conversation with them.
What kind of
They're like, oh yeah, they're like, you're half black, right? I was like, yeah. I'm like, oh well, in this year you would have been lynched, and this year you would have been burned at the stake for being a witch.
Oh,
like,
oh,
oof.
This
is getting dark.
Yeah.
Someone once was like, Ashley, you're my terrorist.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
My brother calls me a slave.
Oh.
I'm like, you listen to your fucking master. I'm like, you're fucking black, you dumbass.
You know, I was gonna say that's weird. A category on Pornhub, but then you went into a different.
No. Thing. No.
Oh my god. Which category was I talking about, though? Slave, interracial,
or incest. Let's hope it's neither of those.
Someone... Real siblings, fuck.
Ah! He's like 15!
Oh, under 8, teenager. Oh, you just added
a real teenager. Someone messaged me and thought it was a Tinder boy I was watching guitar, but it was my 15-year-old brother. And I can't deal with this anymore.
Big boobed white woman. No, you're not. What do I?
Lava next. Girl. She called me Lava Girl today, so I told.
Lava Girl cosplay.
Big Lava Girl. Lava Girl cosplay. So I told her I was gonna put in my Tinder bio just a Lava Girl looking for a shark boy.
Just for reference, the pink slash red hair.
Yeah, bright pink. Not bright pink, but like.
I mean, when Lava Girl turns her lava hair on and turns, like, light and shit, I mean, it's your bleached part of the hair.
Yeah. But also, like, when it was darker, that was also her color, too.
Heck yeah. I called her Poison Ivy today. Because she has green eyeshadow on.
I'd go gay for Poison Ivy. I am gay for Poison Ivy. What the fuck am I talking about?
We don't know.
I'd go gay for a lot of women.
You are gay.
We both are.
Actually, I don't have anything to say to that.
Yeah, I don't even know where to click.
Like, I love how you said you are gay to her, but when I said I'd go gay for Poison Ivy,
you corrected yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Like, immediately after. Yeah. She didn't, so...
Oh, yeah, I'm wearing a gay shirt, too.
Oh, yeah. I was the leader of the GSA at my school.
Same.
What's GSA?
Gay Straight Alliance.
Oh.
We changed our name to Gender Sexuality Alliance, and I quit because I quit because I hated the girl running it with me.
We called ours Safe Haven.
Oh, that's cute.
Nice. Didn't know what it was for the longest time. Then I poked my head and I was like, "Oh, y'all are all gay. What's up?"
Oh my god,
Bree.
That's a big.
The teacher who was the club sponsor, I was in her class for AP. She hated me because I didn't do any of the homework or work. For the first 2 weeks, she just despised me. I went to her club and she was like, oh my god, I love you. She's much more willing to, like, let me turn in late work.
You're gay, it's okay.
Oh my god. That's cool. How many clubs, like, I feel like you guys had such different variety of clubs in high school.
Oh, we had a lot of clubs.
I was president of yearbook club.
We have a whole bunch of...
Fucking nerd.
We have, like, academic clubs, language clubs, random-ass fucking clubs.
Honor society clubs.
Honor society.
I was part of a club called Heifer International. We'd, like, raise money and stuff, and we'd send it over to impoverished countries, and they'd use their money to, like, buy animals, farm animals, and be able to grow crops and stuff like that.
It's actually really awesome.
Yeah. So that's like some of the clubs we had. We had a lot of things to help people.
We had an anime club where we did a cosplay day and someone came in dressed as a furry.
Oh! Wow.
There was this girl who would just show up to every day in cosplay and she would say, "Notice me, senpai," in the hallways. And like, it was just a sight to see. It really was.
We had an anime gaming club.
Writing. She was actually in my creative writing class for like. Probably read Meowly. I don't know what that is, but.
We had an anime gaming club, and then when all my friends graduated, there was like only small amount of us, and the kid who like usually brought the consoles got really fucking up, and he was like, "I'm the best at this game," and started like talking all this shit. And we're just like, "No one wants to hang out with you anymore. Goodbye." And I never went back to that club anymore.
Oof.
And I was like the one raising money for us to go to cons and stuff too. And I was like, "You need to just sit your ass down and let me do my work." And then they didn't help me. So I was like, "I'm gonna take who I want to my con."
Can you give us your best anime hentai moan?
What?
Like, you know, like the girl, like just a moan, like, you know.
You have
like, as a girl?
Yeah, you know, like fucking hentai moaning. Do it.
Okay.
Wait. That was really sad.
That was so sad.
Do you want to do it, or do you want me to do
you
it?
You got this.
Oh, yeah! That wasn't as good.
Go waiting. For it, Brie.
What is this turning into?
Your turn, Ashley.
My moaning won me the Rocky Horror moaning competition. Like when we went to see it. So.
I remember that.
It's lots of fun. I moaned Daddy, and then the guy like judging us with a creep who like girls with red hair, and I had red hair at the time. He's like, "You fucking win." I was like, "Probably doesn't help them in a bra," and you just like.
She straight up was like wearing a short skirt,
a mini skirt, and a bra,
and a jacket.
She wasn't wearing a shirt.
She wasn't wearing a bra.
I've heard of it. I haven't gone though.
And then I got to meet Betty.
You want an explanation of what it is?
Sure.
Go for it.
Me? Excuse me. Looking at them.
Okay, Maddie is the biggest fan. Go for it.
Rocky Horror is this cult classic musical with Tim Curry, who plays the transvestite Frankenfurter. And basically, he's an alien from the planet. It's either Transvestite or Transylvania, and he traps these two people, Brad and Janet, and basically fucks them, and then Janet fucks the monster he's made, and then they all die at the end.
It's not like wait, this is a play? Like, monster. It's like
a musical?
Musical, yeah. It started off as
the most perfect man.
Yeah, he made the most perfect man. Think of him as, like, a Frankenstein, but, like...
But a hot like Frankenstein.
No, Jordan. A Frankenstein, but, one who's good at his job.
Oh, that's
the... But he was attractive.
He was an attractive white
boy. I don't think there were any black dudes in
the
show.
Tim Curry.
That's
is kind of black, isn't he?
No.
What is he?
White.
Very white.
He doesn't fucking look white.
Yes, he does.
He's very white.
I'm going crazy, then.
No, look it up. Honestly,
where's my phone?
You know what? That's right there.
Let me lead you.
So the Rocky Horror Show.
Yeah.
That's not like a. I thought this was like an event, like a building, like in the University Mall or something.
No.
They like reenact it.
Oh, they reenact it.
So they put the movie on, and they have.
It's a movie.
It's a movie. No. They have like two
a movie
movies.
Musical.
Oof.
And so they
have a live cast.
They have a live cast playing at the same time, pretending to be the actors on screen.
Yeah, and they like go through. The
Oh, he is white, but he looks does not look white.
Then how do you know which one to look at? Like, aren't you, like, looking up and down?
Yeah, you basically choose. You can go... It's every Saturday night.
I fell asleep.
You want to come?
Sure, but...
This Saturday at midnight.
Oh, is that midnight, too?
Yep, it starts at midnight, hence I fell asleep.
What? Oh.
And this boy wakes up at 5 a.m.
Okay,
can we just talk about that for a second?
Are you my father?
Okay.
I go to sleep at 5
a.m. See, I used to.
Yeah, I go to sleep between
I
two.
Used
and
to
then
go
I went
sleep
to college.
Late. No. This only started happening last semester.
What?
Because I was like, you know what? I don't have enough time to do stuff. Because, you know, class.
Yeah.
And then at night, I waste time. So I'm like, this is genius. I'll just wake up earlier.
No.
And
no,
I'll have
just
more
go to bed
time
later.
I'm really proud of you, man. That's,
yeah, thank you.
I'm not.
That's actually awesome.
Yeah, so I woke up earlier.
So how are you going to do anything late at night?
I go to sleep.
So you can't, what, you can't stay up past midnight?
No, because then I only have 5 hours of sleep.
So what time do you normally sleep? What
like around, I say on average around 10, 30.
That's not, that's actually really good.
That's, is it getting close to your bedtime?
No, but it's Friday. Friday, I wake up at 7.
It's not Friday.
Oh, guys, yeah. He wakes up at 7.
Yeah,
it's
not
Friday.
Big boy hours.
Oh, my gosh.
It's
what
not
a
Friday.
Bad boy.
Yeah. I'm correcting you. It is Thursday.
No, but tomorrow's Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm waking up for Friday.
He doesn't have classes on Friday.
No, I do have classes.
Oh, you do?
I only have one at 12 o'clock.
You have to come to Rocky Horror, though. You have to, like, give up and come to Rocky Horror.
Wait, so Rocky Horror is at 12 o'clock
At University Mall.
On Saturday?
Yeah.
So, wait, technically on Friday.
So, technically, no. Technically
well,
Sunday.
I'll be going there on Friday.
No. You'll be going there on
you
Sunday.
You go on Saturday, so it's technically Sunday.
Oh, oof.
Yeah.
And they'll make you do stupid stuff. They'll either make you act out sex positions,
say
a horrible
I sat
rhyme,
down and I kept sitting down.
Y'all wanna hear something that they do at Rocky Horror?
Yes.
I like it's dependent on the MC of the for the night what they're gonna say.
You're gonna okay. say
the MC was a really creepy old guy when I went.
Oh, no.
So like we can start with the chant or we can start with the nursery rhyme. Which would you prefer?
Nursery rhyme.
Yeah. Brace yourself.
So repeat after me. You're all gonna participate.
Oh, no.
Okay. Do you have to do the hand movements?
You can do them. I don't know.
There are hand movements.
I know the hand
too.
Movements.
I don't remember any of this shit. I just know, like, basically what she's gonna say and that it's fucking insane.
It's weird. Okay.
All right. Ready?
Have you gone?
No.
Oh.
We were gonna take her this Saturday.
Repeat after me.
Great.
Hickory dickory duck.
Hickory dickory duck.
This bitch was sucking my cock.
This bitch was sucking my cock.
The clock struck two.
The clock struck two.
I blew my goo.
I blew my goo.
And dropped her off at the next block.
And dropped her off at the next block.
Poor girl.
They made some, like, underage girls do that, and the hand movements were like this. They had to pretend they were sucking dick.
Yeah, that's
I actually saw something crazy. Last year, I was with my roommates of the time, and we were just walking from the Globe. Or from somewhere, and we walk by the Mason statue, and we see these two, like, 3 6-year-old girls, and they're by the Mason statue, and they're like, "Hey, Cindy, check this out!" And they acted like they're wanking them off, and like the parents, yeah, they were literally like this tall,
no!
And the parents, like these two women, I guess one of them was theirs, another one was the other two, but they were just looking somewhere else at the time, so we're like, "Whoa, what the oh!" Like they didn't even care. I was like, where did they learn this?
That's
They're
so
like six.
Probably public school.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh.
I was like,
so we get airdropped this framed photo at South.
Some
while
girl
we're at
sucking George Mason's
not,
dick.
Not just some girl. Some naked girl.
Whoa. Kneeling in front of the statue just trying to suck George Mason off.
I feel like
what
I've
is
seen
going on
that.
In this
I feel like that's an old picture. I feel like I've seen that
that's
before.
Probably a very old picture that just gets sent from person to person.
But we got it from the person's phone was named Ikes.
Wait, was it today?
No.
I got
okay,
it,
I
got
so
it like, last semester, and she just got it.
No, like end of last semester, beginning of this semester, somewhere.
Yeah, but
time.
I got it like earlier on first semester.
Right.
But Brie had another saying she wanted to teach us.
Yeah.
Oh, the chant.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like
I know this one.
I love this one.
Actually
fair
this
word.
One.
I don't hate the Jews. All right.
Okay.
We love the Jews.
We love every single person.
We have no issues.
We are inclusive of everyone.
Rocky Horror Picture Show is just kind of fucked up. You
they
just
really
gotta deal
are,
with it.
And I'm sorry for what she's about to make us say. All
right. I fuck the Jews. You fuck the Jews. We fuck the Jews. Gang bang the Jews. Dirty fucking Jews.
We are so sorry.
Wait, so this is just said in the beginning of the show?
Yeah.
You walk in,
no,
sit down.
The show.
Oh, throughout?
Repeated.
And we were supposed to call Brad an asshole and Janet a whore or a slut. And at the back of the theater, they have a masturbation corner. And they say, last person got it up to here. See if you can beat it.
Yeah, it's like fucking 10 feet up a wall.
No, wait, is this for real?
Yeah, well...
You can't really masturbate there, but like...
I think it's a joke.
It's a joke.
But like, what if someone actually genuinely gets up,
pulls
their pants down, and starts wanking?
How much?
What are they gonna do?
How much can we pay Jack to do that? How much can we pay Jack to do that?
Is that what you do?
Can we get Jack to do it?
Get no.
Jack?
Get Jack, he's the only one willing to do it!
I don't want to see Jack's dick.
They
either.
Sit in the back. You don't want to see them.
Yeah, we could just be like, you can sit here and do whatever. We'll be over here pretending that we don't know you.
Never.
They also have a girl that comes out.
Don't know who you are.
They also have an actor that comes out and strips during the first song.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Wait. So this is every weekend.
Yeah.
They do the same show.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
switch roles though.
Mm-hmm.
Like.
Yeah. They like pull roles out of a hat.
No, that's a different thing.
Yeah.
It's based off of like. How long you've been with them, like,
yeah,
you work your way to certain roles that you want, So, like, each week, the one of the actors could be a different role.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
That's really good.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
So when do they pick the stuff out of the hat?
That's the hat show.
Yeah, it's a special kind of show.
Oh, that's a special kind of show.
But it's the same thing. They're still doing the Rocky
Horror. But every scene, someone will say switch, and they all run to a hat and grab different roles out. And so whoever you see switches.
Mm-hmm. And that means that they might not know the role, like the things they're supposed to be doing. So they have the right prompt.
Wait, is this free?
$6.
Oh, well. Okay.
That's not too bad.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
And then you can buy, to support them, you can buy a bag for $1, and then you get two.
It's like props that you do along with the show too, mm-hmm. As if you're participating.
Like a newspaper to put over your head, something to blow for Rocky's birthday. What is it called? I forgot what it's called.
The party favor thing.
Yeah.
We all know what it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't.
Like you blow into it and it like shoots.
Oh, that. Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. Okay.
I think I still have mine.
I could be a real comedian, man. I could just go on the stage and be like, yeah, you know the...
What is that?
You know how comedians, they go on stage and they're telling a story and they make the noises along with the story? I feel like I could probably do that. John Mulaney. John Mulaney doesn't do it as much. I was thinking, Fluffy.
Stand-up comedian.
I love stand-up comedy.
Did you get tickets to Fluffy?
No, because I never figured out when that was going to happen, and I think it's already passed. So I'm kind of sad.
I think it was, like...
A couple weeks ago, probably.
Yeah.
I think I saw the sign for it.
Gabriel Iglesias was here.
Gabriel Iglesias.
Oh, isn't some preacher Lawson coming?
He already came.
Oh, really?
He came on my birthday.
Good job. You're like a
We went bowling instead, though.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't like him anyway. I mean, I didn't go. My friend showed me. He was like, preacher Lawson, he's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, ugh, it's not. The only person I like stand up is Dave Chappelle. That's the only one.
Ooh, he's pretty good.
Yeah, he's pretty funny.
Look that up.
Wait, you haven't heard of Dave Chappelle?
Whoa. The fuck?
Oof.
Excuse me. Okay, guess what he did that made me so happy? He was reading something. It was some award show, and he said, "Thanks DCPS schools," and I was about to cry because I'm the DCPS child. I was like, "Oh, you love us." Because he lived DC in D.C. What?
Really?
DCPS, yeah.
DC
D.C. Public Schools.
Like, I'm FCPS, Fairfax County Public School.
Right.
Right. He's from D.C.
What are you, Bree?
I'm thinking, okay?
Let her think.
Yes.
PBS Kids.
Wait, so you're both from the area?
Then. Yeah.
We all technically are.
Wait,
I'm just in D.C.
Three are from the area.
She's from, like, Richmond. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And D.C. is, like, relatively close. We come through here.
Raleigh's not from here.
I mean,
technically.
No.
When talking,
because I'm American.
Oh, you're a citizen.
When talking to George Mason administration, she is a Fairfax Virginian.
Exactly.
Oh. So you don't count, you don't get, like, the cool benefits of being...
What benefits do you get?
The glow.
Having to pay more.
Getting to live in the globe.
Not getting to vote, exactly.
Oh, true.
Okay. Not being able to drive.
Bitch, I'm an American citizen.
Wait, can you not drive?
No,
I'm saying, can you not drive if you're international?
I don't think, because you have to have an American driver's license.
No.
But can you not just get one?
You can.
Yeah.
Pretty sure you
okay, but
can.
Here's the sad
American,
thing.
I guess.
I'm also an American citizen, but my vote doesn't mean shit.
Because you're from D.C.
Yeah.
Oh.
Any election I vote in doesn't count, so I have to change it to here.
Wait, really? Wait,
yeah.
What?
My votes don't count.
Huh? Wait, because you're from D.C.?
Because I'm a D.C. resident.
Not a
it's not a state.
Oh, you didn't apply to be...
I have to apply. It got denied.
Ooh. Sucks.
Yeah, so I have to reapply. They denied it.
Denied what?
My application, because the lady said you could just put this as your address, and I said, okay, and then they were like, that's not fucking right, and I was like, she told me this is what to put!
What?
I need what she told me to put!
See, I switched my voting location on campus.
I need to put mine on campus.
I did that when, like, the Democrats club was, like, harassing people outside of the dining hall.
Oh, yeah.
I just go with my mom. She comes, picks me up, and... Because it's like a Tuesday, when we normally have voting day. That was the day that we were free and were able to get together for dinner and stuff as a family.
Nice.
So my mom just straight up picked me up, took me voting, and we came home for dinner.
I have to figure
figure it all out on my own.
This could be a national fucking holiday, because
it really does.
This, like,
I mean, some places.
No, yeah, my.
When can I register to vote again?
Now.
Public schools don't go that day because random people are just walking into their school and voting, so they don't go to school that day.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yes. And then a lot of jobs, like,
I went to school.
Give you time to go vote. Yeah. Like, they extend your lunch or something.
Yeah, but, like, I had classes after I voted. I was, like, so pissed. I was like, you made my shit. Mm-hmm. Like, no, cancel my whole day. I don't want to do it.
I had to decide if I wanted to go to D.C. or not.
Are you talking about the midterms this time?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was raining that day, too.
I was not a happy camper. I was, like, looking at my phone the whole time. I was like, oh, I gotta go. This better move.
Yeah, mine was quick, too.
I didn't vote.
Where'd you go?
I went to
I was like, I had to go all the way back to D.C. We're not doing this.
No, mine was in Government Center.
The Government Center is nice.
Yeah.
I love the Government Center.
Yeah.
There's this.
Wait, you went to the Government Center?
Both I did.
She did.
Oh, I
went to Willow Springs Elementary. Yeah, I went on.
Oh, no. It's because I'm, like, I registered while I did my license, and it has my address on, like, my home. Which is 5 minutes
by
Government Center.
Oh, okay.
So it just sent me there.
There's this thing, like, every June we have the Fairfax Fair, and it is so much fun. Like, they actually,
you
it's like,
go?
Isn't
that
in March? No, it's in June.
Do you want to go
together? What's the thing on March 20th, then?
That's a fair here.
That's on George Mason.
Oh, are they gonna have funnel cake?
Bitch, I can make you some funnel cake!
I really want funnel cake.
When's your family coming? So, would you like, before March 9th, would you like me to come over to your house and make you some funnel cake?
Girl, we got Hanover for a reason.
Bitch, they don't have something I can fry things in.
I can bring my air fryer from home. I have an air fryer.
An air fryer? No.
No.
What's an air fryer?
It's just a fryer, but...
But it doesn't have oil in it.
Whoa.
Okay, it's kind of cool.
Because
it's cleaner.
Unless you deep fry it.
Yeah, it has to be.
Well, yeah, how would you, like, pour the stuff in?
Yeah.
So it's a machine. And
I don't want healthy shit.
We can try it.
I have a deep fryer.
No, but
I have a deep fryer.
The whole point
of
funnel cake is that you're pouring the stuff into the oil, and then it like funnels.
Yeah.
It won't have the same texture though.
It won't have the
Brie,
same texture.
I can make you deep fried
French fries. I actually did it with French fries, and it's actually
that sounds
a lot better.
So unhealthy.
We
I
can
want
attempt.
I have a deep fryer.
I used to have a real deep fryer, but it fucked up like a lot, so we bought the air fryer.
Oh. No, I have a real one because
I was
my brother likes chicken wings.
I would fucking put it in and I'd run because once it exploded on me.
Oh yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
I made over the chicken wings.
I'm sometimes. Also the kid that bumped into the crock pot and I have a fucking scar somewhere.
I'm the kid who got electrocuted trying to unplug the toaster.
Oh my god.
You're the reason why I can't unplug toasters!
No, it's the fucking outlets in my house. Like, I've electrocuted myself 3 times.
I've electrocuted myself here, unplugging things from her outlet. And someone in my house broke, like, one
secondary
of those things they plug
burn.
Into the wall. So anytime you went to go plug something in, your hand would brush against this little metal prong and you'd electrocute yourself.
Yeah.
So, one time, I made a bowl of ramen.
Oh my god.
No, not that story.
She makes lots of ramen, and she makes lots of fuck-ups.
This was
This
was, like, back when... Did y'all know the show Winx Club?
Yes!
So back when
that was my shit.
Back when the Winx Club was still playing on TV, and it was like the good version of it.
Yeah.
My aunt hated that show. They're all hoes. She's like, why did you watch it? They're like, fucking made it.
I was obsessed with the show. I watched it online on the computer because like I had bowling on Saturday mornings. So
you had what?
Bowling.
Hold on. Bowling. That's why you beat everyone at bowling.
You fucking cheater!
You should have warned us.
Listen, get good.
We weren't on a team.
Listen. So I was watching Winx Club at the computer. It was a desktop computer, okay? And I was like, fuck, I'm hungry. But I didn't say fuck because I was like a little kid.
I did too.
So I did what I usually do. I made ramen noodles, okay?
Okay.
I made ramen noodles and it was a fucking hot ass bowl and I'm carrying the bowl back to the computer and I fuck up.
Oh no. What did you do?
I spilled my noodles all over the computer.
You dumb.
The screen went black. I was like,
Did you just clean it up and run away? So you like?
There was no cleaning up. It was all in the in. What's that?
Is the keyboard?
No, not the keyboard. The important part of the computer.
Oh, like the actual desktop part.
Not the monitor, the tower.
The thingy
that has like your CPU, motherboard, the important stuff.
You just fucking ramen noodled that.
Yeah, it broke.
Wow.
And then I have pictures of this. The second story.
Is this what happened over here?
So there's a Venn diagram of when Brie fucks up and when Brie makes ramen.
No,
it's a circle.
It's not a Venn diagram. It's like the... Don't touch me. It's like one of those things where it's like pictures taken moments before disaster.
Like, you see this thing, like, I made lasagna!
Oh my god, yeah, that was literally her.
It's the same exact thing, but
with ramen.
Yeah, so like, I have the pictures, and basically it was like, so like, I was hungry, and I was like, I don't want to fucking leave my room, or like, make food, or anything, and like, I waited a few hours, and I was like, fuck it, so like, I put ramen noodles in the bowl, and I was like, I've finally given in, so like, the noodle block's sitting in the bowl, and then I go to fill the bowl up with water in the bathroom sink, and as I'm bringing it back,
I was like sitting right here.
I
heard it happen and I was just like, oh.
The microwave's on the floor, okay? So like So I had to move shit out of the way while carrying this bowl. And the second I touched the chair to move it, I dropped the bowl. The bowl shattered into like 3 big pieces and my noodles were on the floor. And
she rinsed the fucking noodles.
Listen. I know they're like 99 cents, but like
99 cents. Oh wait, you like a 24 pack. 99 cents like a 12
she
pack, mind
the block
you.
Of noodles.
Yeah,
and still ate it.
Yeah, here's the thing. So I had this ceramic bowl that fit the noodles, and then I had this smaller like mug thing that didn't fit the noodles completely, and that was my only bowl at the time that I just shattered. So, but I was like, fuck, I still am hungry. So I washed off the block of noodles in the sink and broke them up and I put them in this mug, filled it with water, and I made the noodles, okay? Sanitary because it cooked in the microwave. But but it also overflowed in the microwave because the shit was too small. So like I just had so many messes to clean up. One of them being my whole life, but like you know, I'm still working on that one.
You know, naturally.
Unfortunately.
This room is always having.
Oh, remember the time we went to Walmart and stole all her food from her and bought it without her?
That was
our birthday gift to her.
Yeah, she's like, what is he, a joke? And she showed us her bank account. So then from then on, we just kept stealing food. Her food. We're like, oh, that looks really good. Just yanking it out of her hands and putting it in our baskets. And we refused to let her buy the food.
It was like midnight. I had $3. I needed to find something to eat.
Because the next day was a snow day.
Oh.
Yeah. So we were just buying a bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm. And so just anytime she picked up something, like, that looks good, we just take it away. And she's like, I need you guys to stop! She got so... She kept like, stop it! And like just yelling at us, but we wouldn't stop.
I actually put my shit away for once.
What'd you put away?
Her cans of soup.
Oh. I already finished the soup.
She ate... 8 cans of soup in 2 days. You think you might? So you still have soup?
Like 8 as in the number 8 cans of soup.
8 cans record. Meaning 16 servings of soup.
Ew.
In 2 wow. days!
So is it 4 a day?
Yeah.
4 cans a day.
If I had more soup, I would have eaten more soup too.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
I bought her 2 cans of soup and I came back from the weekend. I was like, so how's the soup? She's like, it's all gone. Like, okay.
I'm surprised the pineapples are still alive.
It's not soup!
Anymore.
One can's already gone.
Okay.
At least it's not, like, 4 cans of soup in one day. At least she's like...
Being moderate with the pineapple.
Y'all know, like, I'm actually a bottomless pit.
We know!
Oh, yeah. She eats and eats.
And if it's something that she can eat, she will eat it.
Oh, yeah, because she's vegan.
If we bring her food she can eat, she will happily take it all.
Yeah.
Do you even have any Girl Scout cookies left?
I do. I don't go through sweet things very fast.
Well, I thought because they were chocolate.
No, I don't go through sweet things very fast at all.
I saw you eat, like, a whole tub of cake in 2 days.
Okay, that's different.
How is that different?
It's cake.
But it's still sweet.
It's cake.
Covered in chocolate frosting.
There was exactly. more chocolate.
There was more chocolate frosting than cake.
My point exactly.
It was we made, it was like, cake. A very thin layer of cake and then chocolate frosting. I have not had cake in, like, 2 years, all right?
Wow. So we made cake for a little party we were having. We made 3 cakes.
Little party was just us.
Exactly. Us in the room next door. And then I cut up all the cakes and put them into Tupperware. And I gave her the chocolate one. And it was gone in like less than a week. Like 2 or 3 days.
3 days.
Yeah, I said 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, I was eating forkfuls of cake out of a plastic container for like breakfast, lunch.
That's what to say. Oh, good.
Yeah, I'm not a cake person at all.
You're a nothing person.
Ooh. I'm a cake person.
Cake is too, like, I'm okay with cake with light icing, like, where it's just, like, drizzled.
Why he the first?
Huh. You know the boys in his room call him Bill Cosby?
Yeah. I know.
Nick told me.
Oh, that's a thing now?
Yeah, they call him. Are we allowed to say things? Like,
no.
No. Okay.
Not that what?
Never mind. Shh. Usually our mother would yell at us for saying that, but today she
what?
For saying just be quiet.
Oh, yeah. Calling their mother.
No. Probably not a good idea to refer to someone as Bill Cosby and then say they're actually.
Well, no, I just meant in general, because we keep saying names, and I'm like, do people want, like, their names on this?
No.
Name.
Yeah.
Only the people in this room.
Yes. We've already broken that.
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
They already said someone's name.
Okay, let's just... All of y'all have already said someone else's name. Mm-hmm.
No.
No.
Y'all all literally said Jack.
Oh, well, yeah. First names don't matter. I think.
Well, yeah, I'm saying.
Oh, she looks so cute. Oh, she's cuddling beer. Okie dokie. I opened my cousin's Instagram.
Oh,
what
has this been going on for?
Let me see. 42 minutes.
How long are they supposed to be?
Well, this is I don't know what my longest podcast was. It hasn't been more than an hour, I don't think.
Yeah. Shall we make it more than an hour?
I mean, that would be the first one.
You've already done that.
Shut the
fuck up. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah.
So, I guess to add another topic, is there any food that you guys hate? Like, hate.
I don't like eggplants. Eggplant is the worst.
Eggplant is good.
I don't know. I don't like the taste. It tastes so bitter.
I keep judging right now.
I don't like Southside.
Okay, well.
Southside is
They made some tomato olive jam today, and I was like, what the fuck is that?
Well, we once had, last year, we had like a tortilla with a burger, like a burger patty in the middle with just ranch on it, and that was food.
What?
Why? Yeah.
I have a picture of it.
Today, they had out
the Let me see if I can find it.
With, I ate that for lunch today. So they
good?
It was alright. I mean, it was a mess, that's for sure. I could have gotten somewhere, but it was just so far away. It was basically... Honestly, it was like...
The orange.
What's it called? The oranges. Yeah, we saw a lot of oranges on the way back.
Oh.
The oranges.
Oh, here it is. It's kind of nasty.
That's so strange.
Yo.
Let me see.
What was it?
Ew.
A tortilla with a patty on it.
That's sad. My guy, have you noticed the oranges from here to Southside?
Oranges?
Yes.
They take orange peels. And some of it, is
for orange. Fucking orange.
It's a group of guys that live in our building.
No, the other building.
Oh, Commonwealth?
No. We're gonna add them. Commonwealth. They live there.
But so they go to Ike's at, like, midnight and come back at, like, 2 a.m. with like 2 a.m. with a whole bunch of oranges and eat them on the way back and just
like each person has they like
don't
six
eat them.
Oranges.
They don't eat them.
They don't
know.
They chuck them into the fucking air and play Russian roulette.
Are you serious?
Why have you played Russian roulette?
Like or like chicken, I guess, or something like that. But chicken. Basically, someone like launches the shit up into the air, and everyone's standing in a circle. It's like the scene in Grown Ups with the arrow. But,
oh my god.
So basically, if you run, you're a bitch.
That doesn't explain anything.
That's a waste
anything.
Of food.
I mean, it was gonna go to waste anyways. Nobody eats that shit.
Yeah.
The bird will eat it.
Says the girl who got like a bag of oranges.
She need them.
What? You don't like oranges?
I don't like oranges.
Wait,
I
like oranges.
I can't stand the sight
like
or the smell of oranges.
I like
oranges.
Oranges
taste good. They're like citrus.
That's why I don't eat them in this room because she'll get mad.
Really?
It makes me nauseous.
Yeah.
Oranges.
The smell of
oranges
makes me nauseous.
Well, what about orange juice?
Same thing. The only one I'll drink is blood orange.
Okay, blood orange, okay.
Yeah, I like the
wait, why don't you like oranges?
I can't stand it, I don't know.
You just don't like the taste?
Yeah. And it makes
okay,
me
what about lemons?
What about, like,
I like lemons.
Well, you like lemons.
Clementines.
Mandarines.
Tangerines?
Yeah.
Mandarines.
No, standard oranges.
The ones I, so, like, the ones I have in my room, I could not bring in here.
These little mini ones?
Look,
yeah.
If it's baby colored orange, I will not eat it.
There's a lot of things that are...
So you don't like carrots?
No.
You ain't gonna eat carrots, Cheetos, pumpkins?
Listen, let me finish my sentence.
No, Mom, you're not gonna finish your sentence. You will get hit.
You wanna be grounded or spent.
She really was about to hit you at that moment. I saw it in her eyes.
I have that kinky, Mom.
Let her finish. You know Dad never does.
Oh!
That deserves a high five.
Oh my god.
I forgot
how to see what I was saying. Wait,
oh, yeah.
Why would you even mention Dad? We have another mom.
Listen, exactly. Okay, but you know she got some on the side,
all right? True. They both do.
They both.
They got two moms.
Where do you think we came from? Lesbians don't have children.
Well, one had half of you and the other had the other half, so...
No, apparently Sarah had you, I had Bree, and then Bree had Ashley?
No.
Wait, didn't you say Ashley's not...
Ashley
I don't know what you're saying.
Ashley can't be you or the other mom's child, but she also can't be mine because I'm her aunt.
I'm
so
adopted.
She's mine?
No!
I'm adopted.
Because I'm wine aunt.
But you know, I feel like
so
Ashley
not,
being
not
my child makes the most sense.
Yeah,
that means she's
well. No, we're both junk.
At least.
That's so true.
Well, she's the closest to me.
Okay, then who's my father? Because I'm black and nobody else is.
I'm black.
I mean,
she's not black.
Another. You all gave him different
blocks. Now, me and Bree had to come from the same one because we both black.
Not the same amount black, though.
Yeah, more black than her, though you can't tell.
Yeah, like, she's more black than me, but I think I'm, like,
darker.
A little bit darker.
People would think, like, oh, you're, like, mixed with black, right? That's what people would say to you. People think,
No. People
you
are, like,
get
you're Hispanic, right?
Yeah, I feel like you do.
I get Asian. Here's your cake.
I don't like chocolate.
I don't understand.
It's not chocolate.
Oh, it's just the...
Like, I'm just the right mix of not Hispanic to look Hispanic.
You know? That's what my brother is.
When I stalked you on Facebook... So we both stalked each other when we found out we'd be roommates.
I stalked both of my roommates.
Yeah. I stalked Bree. I couldn't find Ashley. But anyway, when I stalked you, does it say you're Hawaiian somewhere?
No,
because
I was
under
Hawaii.
You were?
The impression that you were Hawaiian.
That's so cool.
Yeah. And like, I was showing my family your pictures. I'm like, look, she's Hawaiian.
Okay, that makes sense.
But her entire family thought that I was Jewish.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What?
No, my dad thought you were Jewish because of her last name.
It ends with Berg. So, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It was interesting. You guys were nothing like what I expected.
She expected straight up blonde hair, blue eyes.
Yeah, I like when I read your names, I'm like, damn, that's the whitest names I've ever read in my life.
My name is the whitest name.
Exactly. So when I said, especially when I told my family, they're like, oh, you're rooming with white girls. I'm like, yeah.
Okay, no,
they
my
didn't
name
know
could
me.
Be a black
that's
girl's name.
It could be.
That's true. Yeah.
So for my roommate, she had a roommate, and then that girl was like, nah, I'm going to a different school, so they just put me in that place. So I really got lucky.
Wait, did you hear about my story?
No.
So I lived in Dominion. Oh. I lived in third floor. Okay. So I had a roommate. He was like a, you know, party bro. Look, dude, party we go to party so much. I'm like, friend? Yeah, woohoo. So so when he, the first
don't
day
throw here, those gang signs at me.
Yo, did you just assume those were gang signs because he's black?
Dumb bitch.
So the first day.
If he was white, you would have said he was a surfer.
So the first day,
gnarly dude.
Yeah, gnarly. So on the first day, I get a text because we were kind of talking over the summer, just like to get to know each other. First day, he's like, "Yeah, I'm not coming." I'm like, "What?" He's like, "Yeah, I'm just not coming." I'm like, "What the heck?" So I never had a roommate, and they never gave me one. So I was a single in a double size for the whole year.
That is amazing. Mm-hmm.
You should have let the triple next to you, like, bring one person.
We never had triples. Triples are a new thing.
By the way, yeah. Your year. When I moved into Dominion, my sister-in-law-ish was like, yeah, they're all doubles. So I was so excited. And then I saw everything was a triple.
Yeah, it's because tore down the apartments. Because there's asbestos everywhere. That's actually why they're tearing down.
Yeah, that's why they're tearing down Robinson A.
So they tore that down so that no one has housing. So they're like, crap, what are we going to do? And they're like, okay, we're just going to make mandatory triples.
So these are forced triples.
Yeah.
We have an extended
triple. This building's supposed to all
the reason why...
It used to be just
doubles. Oh, you guys next year have an extended triple. This is actually a bigger room because it's meant for, like, handicap, I think.
No.
Because this is the same size as my room.
Our Caduceus room and...
Oh. No, Josh is...
Those two rooms.
Yeah.
The two rooms over there. Okay. Because, like, every time someone walks into our room, they're like, this one is so much bigger than the other one.
It's really not, though.
I think it's literally just the way that our shit's organized.
Yeah.
It looks like my room.
The way that one guy at the end of the hall just takes up, like, the entire room with every single thing he owns. Yeah. I'm trying not to say names.
Yeah.
I'm vaguely understanding.
Oh, yeah, so I'm not sure about everybody uses this.
We can't use them to take them.
What do you mean? Why can't you use these?
Because they're not.
I mean, y'all could use them.
But then you can't have any.
And oh, wait, this is made with meat?
No, it has milk.
Let them eat cake.
Wait, this has milk in it?
Yeah. It's made with meat.
It's actually let them eat brioche, but they said it was cake.
Huh? How's there milk in
the
here?
The phrase.
It says contains wheat, soy milk.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were given bread. But, like, the little fancy bread that has, like, a little,
butter?
No. It has a little peak at the top.
Oh, I see it. Cool.
Yeah, it's a brioche. Oh. I learned that in my French class.
So, yeah, I'll enjoy
your
cake.
Can you make cakes in microwaves?
Those are mug cakes.
You can buy those.
Yeah, I have mug cakes.
At Walmart!
That's what I was wondering if I could do this. Yeah, I have one for cinnamon.
Give it up! Never!
I love the chocolate ones. They're so good.
Yeah, they're good.
They're really good.
The only problem is they kind of like stick to the mug after.
They really do. It's really gross trying to clean it, but at the same time, it's like, this is so good. It's so worth it.
Okay, I've been wanting to go to Walmart today, so any chance I get to bring up Walmart, I say it, and she's getting mad at me.
I'm the only one that drives.
Oh my god, no.
Buy some cakes mix I can eat when you go to Walmart.
She walks in, and it was just me and Ashley. She knows very well Ashley does not drive, and I'm the only one that drives, and I'm the only one with a car here. So she was like, so, who's gonna take me to Walmart?
I straight up looked at her, and I'm like, I can't drive.
I didn't say who's gonna, I was like, who wants to take me to Walmart? I said,
who wants to?
It was an option.
Like, she knows
as
I'm the only
one. As if it is
one.
An option.
Yeah, you were targeting that at me.
You could have said, I will take the bus with me. That was also an option, saying, okay, I'll go with...
Okay, but you said take me.
It was talking to her.
Drive me.
But if Ashley said yes, I said, okay, we'll take the bus tonight. I'm gonna take the bus.
Why would Ashley say yes?
Yeah, I don't like going to Walmart.
Why?
Because it's just... I don't know.
Let's go to Costco.
I don't have a Costco card.
No, you guys should go to H-Mart. Can we buy yogurt? You should try it.
Can we get buy yogurt?
That's where my grandfather
goes. H-Mart's
cool.
He
loves H-Mart.
That's even better. And cheaper.
Can we When can we do this? We can buy yogurt in bulk.
Costco.
Oh, no,
yeah.
It's actually right by my house.
Wait, what?
We can buy cake mix in bulk.
Oh, shit. What cake are we gonna be eating?
It's for Brie mainly, but for like.
Oh my god! Oh.
That doesn't answer how much, but.
No, someone said which.
No, they said how much cake?
No. Somebody said which.
Okie dokie. Clean your ears out. That is your mother.
And incest is wincest.
Oh my god.
I mean, you're not wrong, but. Pretend.
Pretend I didn't.
Well, yeah.
These are my roommates. I live with them.
Yes.
I don't have to stay in this room. They're just forced to listen to me to lick me out.
Which we never do.
I don't know why.
We're all too nice.
No, sometimes. Like, no, you could have literally told me to just fucking leave and I would be like, chill, bye. If Bree told me to just fucking leave, like, I would like to go to sleep and leave. I'd be like, okay, bye. I wouldn't be hurt or anything. I'd just be like, ooh, okay.
I'd be hurt.
Yeah.
I'm used to it.
I've been
I'd hurt myself saying that. I feel bad about it. And then I think about it at night.
Wouldn't go to sleep.
Can't well, you could say it in a nicer way, like, can I have some alone time? Or, like, and I'd be like, oh, yeah, no, chill, I feel
but
bad.
But then she doesn't say it in a nice way.
The only time I
but
say
there were actually like, this, there was actually this one time where I was like, shit, does yeah, she actually hate so me?
There's, like, it gets to a point where, like, it's I'm just too far gone, mm-hmm. and, like, if I'm gonna ask you, I'm not gonna say it nice.
Oh, yeah.
And that, it's just completely too. Understandable.
I don't think I've pushed you to that point yet.
No. Actually, you always
I've
seem
been
to like.
To that
you
point.
Always seem to like talk to me at the one time when it's bad.
I sit. I'll sit. I'll be like, "Can I come in here?" And she'll be like, "Okay." And then I'll just sit and not talk to her at all.
I'm a very talkative person, so this does not
know.
Work out well for them.
Like, so like, I'll be in one of my little moods, waking up, and then Ashley will be up, and she'll be like, "Good morning," and I'm just,
and her very happy, chirpy voice.
And, like in my head, I'm just. No! Shut the fuck up!
She does that to me too, but like, I was brushing my teeth and she's like, you ready for yoga? I was like, I would like to die! More than I would like to go to yoga! So no! And I was like, and I finished brushing my teeth and walked away. I was like, we're not doing this!
Yeah, when
I'm a ray of sunshine.
She's always in a good mood. Always. Like, no matter when you catch her, she'll be so, like, nice and happy and chirpy. But, like, if you catch me and Brie when we're half asleep,
or me!
Or Maddie, we can be the biggest bitches you will ever meet.
Yo.
Like, I'm normally very nice.
Yeah.
But if you wake me up from my sleep, or, like, I'm just about to fall asleep and, like, you made a noise and it woke me up, I can't control myself. Like, I'm not aware of what I'm saying or what I'm doing, so I just kind of, like, make some rude remarks, and I feel so bad about them the next day, but not in the moment.
They haven't
this
heard
This only happened to me one time, because for some reason at 3 a.m., this child right here decided to fucking print out a 30-page thing.
Okay, it was one page.
That felt like 30 dramatic. Pages.
That's true. I had a music exam the next morning, and I was printing out my cheat sheet because you're allowed one page. So I was printing it out and I was trying to cut it, and like I was desperate and I felt so guilty, but I'm like, I need to pass this exam. I need this A. So I printed it out at 3 a.m. and then the poor girl woke up and had to like, and even though I woke her up, she was still so nice about it. She's like, what are you doing? It's 3 a.m. I'm like, I'm sorry.
They haven't had
it's
to witness
okay.
this.
I could have sworn I said, what the fuck, but that might have just been in my head.
Yeah, it was just in your head because I didn't hear that.
They wow. haven't heard me like get mad when someone wakes me up, but like I've been at home asleep and my brother, he is 15 and full of rage when he plays video games.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So he was screaming and he woke me up and I walked in and I'm like, you need to shut the fuck up before I fucking hurt you or break this damn thing. And he's like, okay. And I went back to sleep like 2 seconds later and my mom's like, why were you yelling last night? I was like, I don't remember. Like, I just know I know I woke up in a fit of rage, yelled at someone, and then went back to sleep. That's all I can tell you.
There was one time where I woke up in the middle of the night because my music box was playing randomly.
Your music box?
Yeah. Like, you know, like jewelry boxes that yeah. like have a
oh.
musical wind up music thing?
That's scary. What the heck?
Yeah. Like, I woke up randomly in the middle of the night, and it didn't help that like I stayed in the hotel the night before, And then when we were leaving the hotel, my mom gave me her phone, and it had a Wikipedia page up talking about how that hotel was haunted.
She should have told me.
And we stayed the floor below the haunted room. Like, we were almost directly below the haunted room.
Wait, where was this?
It was in D.C.
It was a hotel that I frequently go to.
Wait, and really?
We always try to get the rooms closest to the haunted room because me and my family are fucked up and believe in ghosts.
Have you guys ever seen a ghost?
Yes.
Really?
Apparently my dad has been, like, in the same house as a ghost. It was a weird story.
I have some wonderful ghost stories. Would anyone like...